This is Bruin Radio, a weekly student show from Brookings Harbor High School on the Wild Rivers Coast. By tuning into our show, you're getting the latest news, interviews, music, poetry, and more from the outstanding Bruins of Brookings Harbor High School. Bruin Radio is proud to play on Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIWLP, out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. This is Bruin News with Miranda Wolfers. The voters have spoken on who they want to serve on the school board of the Brookings Harbor School District. Chosen to serve another term is Katherine Johnson. Two newcomers to the board are Alonzo Knowles and Alan Nidefer, who were in attendance at the most recent school board meeting on the 17th of May and were greeted by the current school board. Congratulations to these school board members. Did you know that Brookings Harbor School District Board agendas and minutes are available online? Our school board makes important decisions about our schools every month, and you can learn about those decisions at the click of a mouse. Visit the school district website at www.brookings.k12.or.us and click on School Board to get informed.
Last week, Brookings Harbor High School conducted a block trial run. Now, this is an experiment in which classes meet for 90 minutes rather than 50 minutes. They meet less often, but it allows teachers and students to go more in depth as there's fewer transitions. Students can log onto computers, get into projects, get into their small groups. It allows more instructional time for the teachers, and so teachers and students together can really dig deep into a lesson without having to worry about the fact that the bell's going to ring in 5 minutes and they better start packing up the computers and packing up the books. It allows for more in-depth education. And so we're trying it at Brookings Harbor High School. We received a lot of good feedback regarding the trial schedule, and we will have more data coming soon on Bruin Radio as to the breakdown of just how this is going to work at Brookings Harbor High School. As a teacher at Brookings Harbor High School, I really enjoy the block schedule. I did some student teaching with a block schedule at another high school, and I enjoy the fact that there are fewer transitions, because I think with more transitions comes more wasted time. And I when students would ask me, do you like the block schedule? I'd say, yes, I do, because I like efficiency. I don't like wasting time, and I think with more transitions comes more downtime and more wasted time, because people are always packing up and then getting settled in for the first couple of minutes of class. And so I like being able to just focus for an hour and just work and get on the computers and really dig into a subject and not have to worry about time, not be looking at the clock going, oh man, we only have 10 minutes left. We better hurry up and wrap this up. Most students I talked to enjoyed it. There were a few that don't enjoy it, but you're never going to find unanimous agreement on anything. So it was a fun experiment. I enjoyed it. I think a lot of our students enjoyed it. We also had an eighth period, which was for cohorts, in which teachers taught students they normally don't teach. I had a lot of different students in my class that I don't regularly have. And the students performed a literacy assignment and then were able to get with teachers that they needed to get missing assignments made up and things of that nature. Sort of a study hall type period for the remainder of that eighth period. And so that was an experiment as well. And in order to improve education on any level, no matter where you're at, you gotta try new things. If you're just static and you're unwilling to try new things, you're never going to improve. So it was a worthwhile and fun experiment that we're still gauging responses on and still surveying students and teachers on, and we'll have further details, as I say, coming soon on Bruin Radio.
Several students of the Brookings Harbor High School Information Technology Essentials class, taught by Bruin Radio producer Dane Tittman, have successfully passed their IT Fundamentals Certification Test. The 75-question test and the certification come from the IT certifying organization CompTIA. The students now have an industry-recognized certification that proves their knowledge and skill in computers and information technology. Congratulations, guys!
Unfortunately, there has been an outbreak of gastroenteritis within the Brookings Harbor School District, so we recommend that if your child is suffering from bouts of vomiting or diarrhea, that you keep your child home until the symptoms have abated. That way, there's much less risk that the child will spread this gastroenteritis to other students. Important new development, as per the school nurse and the Curry Community Health Department, we ask that anybody please refrain from bringing in any home-baked goods to the school. That's students, teachers, or any community members. We would just like to keep this gastroenteritis from spreading further. And, of course, huge tip, please wash your hands thoroughly with soap and warm water and scrub those hands, especially before you eat.
The annual Mr. BHHS competition will be Thursday the 25th at 6 p.m. This event will be held at the Redwood Theater. Come see the talents of Brett Darger, Dylan Panter, Daniel Paulson, Alonzo Knowles, and Pat Fulton as they will be competing for the title of Mr. BHHS.
And this Monday, May 29th, is Memorial Day. Not only is it kind of the unofficial kickoff of summer as people start thinking about going camping and summer vacations and all that, but more importantly, it is to recognize and to commemorate those armed forces, people in the United States who have lost their lives in service of our country. And of course, there is no school at Brookings Harbor High School.
The Chetco Community Public Library calls for teens of Brookings and surrounding areas to submit applications for the Teen Advisory Board, a group of teens ages 12 to 18 who meet once a month to plan and promote teen services at the library. Ask for and submit an application at the Chetco Library Circulation Desk and contact Shannon Paul for any questions or comments. That's Shannon, shannon.ccpl@gmail.com or 541-469-7738 for questions or comments. I personally have already turned in my own application and been accepted. I'm sure each meeting will be a spine-tingling event. I am here with Ms. Emily Preiser, French teacher, varsity volleyball coach, National Honor Society advisor, and Title IX coordinator.
Hi everyone, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. What is a Title IX coordinator, by the way?
So the Title IX coordinator is responsible for maintaining and complying with ODE, so Oregon Department of Education, and the Office of Civil Rights, OCR, and making sure that all institutions that receive any kind of educational funding comply with the Title IX requirements, which deal with sexual harassment, sexual assault, and gender equality.
Wow. And you're also a French teacher. How did you learn to speak French?
I am the French teacher, and I actually grew up learning the language and speaking French. Excuse me, my father is French.
Oh, interesting. How is teaching it?
Teaching French is exciting, but it can also be challenging and difficult at times. Most of the students are excited about learning the language. They get excited when they learn new vocabulary and, you know, it kind of makes sense and it clicks and they really start to understand it.
Now, other than France, which is kind of obvious, where is French spoken in the world?
So French is considered a francophone language, which means that it's spoken in many different countries around the world, mostly in Europe, so France, but also in Canada, some in the United States, down in Louisiana. You've got some in the Caribbean and a lot in Africa.
I heard you recently acquired another position working here in the city of Brookings. What is that?
I am the pool manager for the summer.
Oh, that's exciting. What are some upcoming pool activities?
So the pool opens June 3rd, and some of the activities the pool offers is swim lessons for younger children. We offer private lessons and group lessons. We offer multiple times during the day for adult swim laps. We have water aerobics a couple times a day, and we also offer pool rentals for private parties.
Now, I've heard swimming is a great full-body exercise. Can you expand on that?
Sure. So swimming is, like you said, a really good exercise for your full body, whole body. It uses muscles that a lot of sports, such as just running or maybe walking or basketball, volleyball, don't use. Swimming uses every muscle in your body. And it's also really good because it's both anaerobic and aerobic exercise. So it's it helps get your heart rate kind of up to a steady pace. Doesn't make it escalate really high and then drop really, really low all of a sudden. And it's just a great way to stay in shape and stay healthy.
All right. I might consider dropping by the pool. So what kind of certification is necessary for your position?
In order to work at the pool, for my position particularly, I do need to be Red Cross lifeguard certified. I need to have my certified pool operator's license, my CPO, and also my WSI, my water safety instructor license.
Are there any employment opportunities at the pool for community members?
There are. So we offer positions for lifeguarding, and we are actually still taking applications for that within the next week or so. In order to be a lifeguard, you do need to be Red Cross lifeguard certified, and there are some other requirements throughout the city that you need to meet as well.
Is there an age requirement for these lifeguards?
Yes, you do need to be 15 years old.
And what is necessary to get a Red Cross lifeguard certification?
We actually offer that to the applicants. There is an online portion of the class that you would need to take, and then there is an in-pool portion that you would need to take to show your competencies in rescuing, providing CPR, first aid, and then just basic lifeguard knowledge.
And just to reiterate, folks, the pool opens on June 3rd. I hope to see you there. Now, Mrs. Prizer, as mentioned, you're the National Honor Society advisor, and we understand you have some news for us.
Yeah, of course. So we are inducting 17 new members this spring into National Honor Society, and that's a really big deal. Being inducted into NHS is not an easy feat. First, these students must demonstrate scholarship by having a 3.5 GPA or higher. Next, our selection committee, which is made up of staff and administration, reviews the applications and the commitment in our five key areas, which are leadership, citizenship, service, and character. And these five main ideals are the core ideals of NHS that these members must uphold throughout their membership.
Thank you for that National Honor Society news. Now, as you may remember, last week we had a block schedule. What did you think of that block schedule?
I really enjoyed the trial block schedule run that we did. I'm used to teaching with a block schedule. That's what my old school utilized. I think it's really beneficial to the students. It gives not only us teachers more time to get content delivered to them, but it also truly gives the students enough time to absorb the content and kind of put it into context and really put it to use and understand it. I know a lot of the kids were hesitant about it, but it was a small area of change, and change takes time to get used to. But ultimately, I think it was very successful.
I certainly enjoyed myself.
I did too.
What did you think of the cohort period?
The cohort period, I think, overall was a success also. I think that it was really nice to have a different group of kids that us as teachers maybe aren't used to having every single day at the same time. Kind of gave us a new experience, and it changed it up a little bit. I know personally the group that I had in my cohort worked very well together and were productive and active, and, you know, they just utilized their time very well.
Great. Now, aside from your classes, do you have any advice for French enthusiasts in the community who want more opportunities to experience the language?
I think the best way to truly experience the language is to immerse yourself in it. Watch as many French movies as you can. Listen to French music. I definitely recommend to students or community members that are students that are able to travel and study abroad. Read if you can. It's not so much studying the language, it's just truly being around it, which will help you learn it the best.
Do you have a favorite French movie to recommend?
I do. One of my favorite French movies is called Amélie. It is a little out there. It's different, but it is definitely entertaining.
I think I've heard of that, actually.
Good. I love that movie. It's one of my favorites.
Any music?
Honestly, when it comes to music, I kind of just open up Pandora and put on French Cafe and just kind of just listen. Or I open up Spotify and search French music and just kind of listen to everything that Pandora and Spotify kind of come up with. French rap music is really, really, really interesting. I do have a CD of French rap music that I play sometimes for my students, and they are just, like, minds blown, memorized. They can't even really truly believe it's rap.
Now, what can't you get through your day without?
So my answer's gonna be a little corny, but it's definitely my son. He's 19 months old, and it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of day I've had when I pick him up from daycare, everything just kind of changes and, you know, everything's okay. So anytime, like during volleyball season or long days when I don't get to see him and he gets put to bed before I get home, definitely makes it harder. So I would definitely have to say him.
Aww.
Thank you so much for coming, Mrs. Pricer, and we hope to have you here again soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
You're listening to KCIWLP in Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Powerful Poetry, the part of Bruin Radio that explores local student and staff poetry and creative writing.
A poem by little Timmy Bueller, age 6. Once I went a hunting for a grouse, and I put my big fat foot upon a tiny mouse. The mouse, he gave a squeak, and far away I ran. For I am just a little boy and not a big brave man. The end.
Hi, my name is Lori Bueller, and this is the poem, My Dream. Once I had a dream. It was a glorious dream of better times. And in my dream there was a feast of meat and cheese and wine. And in my dream the sand was pale and the sun was golden bright. And later on the moon came out and the stars twinkled at night. And in my dream the waves were clean and trash was not at sea. The creatures there were happier and the land was perfect, you see. And I realized this paradise was just for me. Then the wine dried up and the sun went away and the stars no longer came out. The waves were gone, the creatures starved, and evil began to sprout. Someone yelled stop and my eyes snapped up and my head came off the desk. The teacher walked by, and with a look of regret, he said, "Tsk, tsk." So in despair, I sat in my chair and looked at the clock in depression. For my paradise was gone, I had slept through the test, and math was still in session. The Better Sister. My sister is fair and kind and totally polite. She has lots of friends and is the teacher's pet and really is quite bright. She has a boyfriend named Al, yet she's looking at another. And she never says bad things, especially around mother. She's pretty and skinny and belongs on a team. And if she were to move, anyone would think she's a dream. She's never been in a catfight, never raised a claw. Yet despite all this, she does have a flaw. She doesn't romp and stomp and play in the woods. She doesn't burp and fart and hang with the hoods. She would never play with the boys a game of baseball or soccer. And she certainly doesn't say, "Aye, ahoy," in Davy Jones' locker. So although I love my sister with all of my heart, and I cannot envision a world where we are apart, I have come to a conclusion, and my friends all agree, that of the two of us, the better sister is not her, but me.
She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, at mind, at peace, with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. That was She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron, performed by Agatha the Iridescent. That was powerful poetry. Stay tuned to episodes of Bruin Radio to hear the submitted poetry written and read by the students and staff of Brookings Harbor High School.
This is Gage Westbrook, actor in Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks Live, sitting down with one of the stars of Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks Live, Donovan McFarland. Now, Donovan McFarland is acting in multiple plays, and he is putting in a lot of work, and I believe he will do great. Now, Donovan, what would you say is going to be your best performance of the night?
Probably ISB. I know for a fact I'm very nervous doing this because I've never done such a big part before. I've always done small roles. It's my first big role, and I gotta say, it's a very exciting but yet very scary experience.
Now, what role will you be playing in Ice Station Brookings?
I will be playing the director of the Brookings something. I can't remember the name of it.
It's like Weather Watch?
Yeah.
Channel News.
Weather Watch Channel News. And, it's a very interesting experience. You know, getting to know the cast that I've pretty much already known for, most of my life. And, it's a very fun thing to do, to hang out with your friends and just play the parts you've always wanted to play.
That's good. And do you have any comment on your fellow actors, what you think of them and their performances?
I gotta say, without Jaden, I don't think we would have gotten this thing together. You know, he's such a great director, and I'm going to volunteer for next year's drama club to direct the next performance. But you know what? Jaden is such a great director. I want him to be my co-director. And he's a really good leader. And Lydia's really good. Jed's really good. Sabrina's really good. Like, all of them are just such great actors. They deserve a lot more than what they get. You know, like, they're just excellent actors. And today I got a lot of comments saying I look like, Keanu Reeves, so things have been going pretty good today.
You really have got that makeup game strong, I must say.
Thank you very much, Gage.
Now, I gotta think of a good, what are some questions you think I should ask you?
I don't know, this is your interview.
Well, I'm not prepared. I did not think of any questions to ask, so give us your thoughts on the play as a whole. Do you think it's going to be funny?
It's going to be very, very funny. I like the humor in it. There is a little bit of adult humor in it. I know that for a fact with some of the jokes that have been written.
I think there's one. There's one that people might not like.
Well, yeah, but I love it no matter what.
Yeah, it's funny, I thought.
You know, it's just, I love the humor. It's clean for the most part, but yet it's really funny. It reminds me a lot of Weird Al Yankovic almost.
Yeah.
It has that clean but yet very funny humor. You know, because, a lot of people think clean humor is not funny, but, with what we do, we try to take it to the next level, and I gotta say, it is so funny, and I laughed so hard last year with our last play we did last year. It's my second year of a drama club, and I'm gonna stay here as much as I can, do these awesome performances.
All right. Do you have any inspirations or people you'd like to thank heading into the play?
Sabrina, Jaden, pretty much everybody in drama club. When I first joined drama club, I was very shy. I didn't know what I was doing. I was my first time acting. I always wanted to become an actor. And you know what? Ever since I joined, my confidence has boosted it up a lot. And they have really given me a lot of confidence. They didn't sugarcoat anything. They told me straight up, harshly, like some of the time.
Yeah.
They pretty much told me, like, you know, you got to work on this, man. You got to work on this. And you know what? It's the best thing they ever did, and I love them to death. And I didn't mean to say harshly, just more truth.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't really say that.
You definitely need to be honest with your actors. Are there any closing statements you'd like to make on the production or anything?
During the summer, I'm going to be busy with a movie production.
Oh, can you tell us more about that?
I'm going to be doing a film called Zazzabee. It's going to be about a killer clown that goes after these children around a small town in Oregon. And basically, the whole plot of the film is for them to work together as a group and become great friends like us and stop this evil entity from destroying the town.
All right. What do you have to say to all the students and the staff at Brookings Harbor High School?
You know, I got to say, last year I went through a really bad depressive state, and I went through a bad path, and it was really bad. And I got to say, everybody who's going through the same thing as I did, there's hope. You know, you don't have to turn to, you know, ending your own life or doing anything. And don't do that at all, because there's always someone out there who's going to help you. You know, you may think there's nothing there, nothing there to help you. There is something there. Right. You just got to work, and you got to stay strong. And for all the people who are going through that, I'm always here for you. The whole entire school is there for you. You just got to reach out and ask. And for all people going through all that stuff, you know, I'm always here. And my ears are always open. If you need anything, I'm always going to be there to help.
All right. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bruin Radio would like to issue the following correction. On last week's episode, we credited McLean Westbrook as a voice actor for the video game Imagination by Zach Featherstone. The voice actor was, in fact, Gage Westbrook, not his brother McLean. You've been listening to Bruin Radio, a half-hour KCIW show featuring news and creative works from the students of the Brookings Harbor High School. Our show's producers include myself, Dane Tipman, Vice Principal Alex Merritt, and teacher Craig Cooper. Bruin Radio is capably hosted by student show host Miranda Wolfers. We'd like to take a moment to thank some of our past guest hosts, including Aaron Green, Angela Acosta, Logan Brown, and the original Bruin News duo, Fernando Lira and Patrick Fulton. Thank you, folks. We also want to thank Dr. Michelle Mitchell-Faust for her part in launching Powerful Poetry and in connecting us with Derek Thomas Dew, who provides his trip-hop tunes for the show. We are also thankful to Nancy Raskauskas-Coons, the Brookings Harbor School District Public Information Officer, who helped us find early avenues for broadcasting student news shows. The recording equipment used to share student voices and student creativity is provided for us through Curry Coast Community Radio and a grant we earned from the Curry County Cultural Coalition. From the very first recordings of Powerful Poetry in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio President Tom Bozak, KCIW has supported the show, and we're proud to be broadcasting every week of the school year on 100.7 FM. Listeners like you can support Bruin Radio by donating to KCIW. Consider volunteering your skills and creativity, like all of us at Bruin Radio do, or becoming a founding member, like I did, before time runs out. Check out www.kciw.org/donate to learn more. The Bruin News segment used the Wiki News Briefs jingle by Stephen Fruitsmock, Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 2.5 generic license. This episode features selections from music composed by artist Derek Thomas Dew, also known as Touchless Remover, on SoundCloud. Our Bruin News intro and outro music comes from a public domain news show found on the Prelinger Archives on archive.org. During Little Timmy Bueller's poem, we use the sound effect Cuckoo and the Nightingale Duet, a public domain sound effect created by freesound.org user Vonora. Tune in to Bruin Radio every weekday at 6:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. Thank you, listeners.